Okay, what do I say? So they told me I could talk about whatever I want. So I want to talk about a sugya and about Tisheretz Yisrael. Interesting sugya. Gemara in Gittin Daf Ches is done about the status of Surya. Surya is land that David HaMelech conquered outside of the borders of Eretz Canaan. Gemara's Dan, does Surya have Midaraisa, a din of Eretz Yisrael or not? Midarabanan for sure has given us a din of Eretz Yisrael. But the Shalas is that Midaraisa is only Midarabanan. Gemara says Surya only has Kedusha Midarabanan. It has coolest copy of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So the discussion, the discussion Gemara is why should that be? The halacha really is that Eretz Yisrael could be expanded beyond the Gulus of Eretz Canaan. If Klai Yisrael conquer land beyond the Gulus of Eretz Yisrael, so it gets the status of Eretz Yisrael. We learn that from a pasuk, it becomes Eretz Yisrael. So why should Surya not have the mile of Eretz Yisrael? Let's talk to Gemara, because even though David HaMelech was Kavishit, but he was Kavishit Kibush Yochid. And we pass him Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush, Machalik Zimur, Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, Lav Shmei Kibush, Talocho, Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush. Since David HaMelech was only Kavishit with Kibush Yochid, whatever that means, Kibush Yochid. So that was a Kibush Garua. So therefore, Suya does not become Eretz Yisrael Midiraisa. Pashup Shapin Gemara is Kibush Yochid helps to be Kaddish Midirabonim. We'll see later maybe a different Shapin. Pashup means Kibush Yochid helps Midirabonim, but it's not good enough to be Kaddish Midiraisa. Therefore, Suya that only had Kibush Yochid, it has Kdush Midirabonim, but not Kdush Midiraisa. So what is this Kibush Yochid? What does it mean Kibush Yochid, and how is it? Why is it worse than Kibush Rabban? So Rashi learns Kibush Yochid means they didn't have Shishim Ribay. So it wasn't all Klai Yisrael. David HaMelech had his fighters. And they conquered Surya, but it wasn't Shishim Ribay, so it wasn't the Rabban. Rashi was Kibush Yochid. Kibush Yochid means to have a Rabban or be Mishnatif. That's Shittas Rashi. So since David HaMelech was Kibush Surya without Shishim Ribay, so it was a Kibush Yochid. Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. So therefore, Surya doesn't have the Mila fully of Eretz Yisrael. It's only Kodesh Midir Rabbanan. Taisus says different shot. Taisus brings a Sifrei that Surya that the reason why Surya was not Kodesh is because David HaMelech conquered it before he finished conquering Eretz Shivas HaMamim. And the Baruch Shem said to him, Samech HaPartirin Shecholei Kavashta, you were not yet Kavish land that's close to your palace, that's Mamish in Eretz Yisrael proper, but the Heilich VaKavish Mechutzlaretz, now you're going, you've been Kavish Chutzlaretz, Shalei Kisidron. You have to first be Kavish Eretz Shivas HaMamim, and then you can expand beyond that. And that's called Kibush Yochid, therefore Surya was Kibush Yochid, thus main Kibush Yochid, and that's why Surya was only Kibush Yochid. So Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, what was lacking in David HaMelech's Kibush? The Gemara says it was Kibush Yochid. So Rashi learns Kibush Yochid means it wasn't Shishim Ribay. That's what was lacking. And Taisus learns that it was Shalei Kesidron based on the Sifrei. Shalei Kesidron, it was before he conquered it. He would have waited, it would have been Kodesh. But since he conquered it before he conquered Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Shivas HaMamim, all of Eretz Shivas HaMamim, so that's why he didn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Has the Rama Paskin? So here's a Shver Rama. Bavus Tashver Rama. The Rama says like this. Beginning of Hilchas Trumas. Eretz Yisrael Amur B'chol Mokim. Definition of Eretz Yisrael. Hi ha'arotz shekoy v'shoy said Melech Yisrael o'yshoy v'tinovi midas roi v'yisrael. It's land that's conquered by a Melech Inovi midas roi v'yisrael. V'hu v'zehu ha'nikra kibush rabim. The Rama teaches of kibush rabim is Melech Inovi midas roi v'yisrael. It's not mamish like Rashi's Prat of Shishim Riboy, but l'chor it's kor of the Rashi's Prat of Shishim Riboy. Rabbi means midas roiv Yisrael. Aval yochid mi Yisrael, a mishpocha, a yishevet, shaholcha v'kovshu la'atzman mokim. If a mishpocha, even a whole shevet, but it's not roiv Yisrael, they went and they conquered. I feel him in our eretz, shenitin l'avom avinu, even if it's from the eretz of Shivas HaMamim. Ein lo nikar eretz Yisrael, k'nei shinugu b'kol mitzvus, it doesn't have the din of eretz Yisrael. That's why Yeshua and his Beistin were Mechalek Eretz Yisrael L'Shvatim, even before they actually went each shevet and conquered its chalek. Because the Rambam says in Sefer Yeshua and Perek Yimel that before Yeshua died, the Baruch Hashem said to him, not all of Eretz Yisrael has been conquered, and you're going to die, and each shevet is going to go and conquer their chalek. So you should be Mechalek at L'Gerolos now, and after you Mechalek L'Gerolos, each shevet will then go and conquer its chalek. So the Rambam learns the reason why Yeshua ben Nun did that. The reason why the Baruch Hashem told him to do it is because that Kadesh shloi tia kibush yochid kashi yala kol shevet v'shevet yivich b'sh chelkoi. Like this Yishev is going to go and conquer their chelik. It's not going to be Eretz Yisrael. It's not kibush rabim. Had everybody together. Kol zman Yeshua was alive. So everybody went together. But now it's going to be Yishevet on their own. It's going to be a kibush yochid. So now Yeshua was mechalik Eretz Yisrael l'gerolis. That way Yishevet, when it went and it conquered, it was doing it b'shlichus from Yeshua b'ez dinoi. So it had a din of kibush rabim. So b'kitzah, the rabim paskins, what is kibush rabim? Rav Yisrael, al derech rashi shishin ribot. So Chori is going to have to learn that what was the story with David HaMelech and Suya, that it lacked in the Rebbe Yisrael. But then the Rambam goes on and says, Harotzi shekovesh David chutz le'eretz Kanan, those lands that David HaMelech conquered outside of Eretz Kanan, you're going to Ram Narayim, Ram Tzoyva, ve'achlo ve'chayesi behem. Afal bishem Melech Yisrael hu, ve'alpi based on a godol ho yoyse, even though he was a Melech Yisrael and he was doing alpi based on a godol, ein ha keretz Yisrael l'chol dover, doesn't have a status of Eretz Yisrael, ve'lo kuchutz le'eretz l'chol dover, it's not chutz le'eretz mamash either, it's mid rabban, it's in between. It's not like Bavel and Mitzrayim, which are chutzlars to Chaldover. El yotzim chal chutzlars, vel yoysim keretz Yisrael yigil. They have this intermediate status. Pashtus means it's Eretz Yisrael midrabon, but it's not Eretz Yisrael midrais. Umibnei ma yodum yimailis Eretz Yisrael. Why, taka, these arotzis of Dover and Melech conquered? Why are they not like Eretz Yisrael? Mibnei shekob ha-shoysim, koydim shiich ba yishkol Eretz Yisrael, because he conquered it before he finished conquering Eretz Yisrael. El nishubo mishiva ha-momim. There was still Eretz Shiva some Amam left to conquer. V'ilu tofas kol Eretz Kanan, like we said, Chilo, if he would have conquered Eretz Yisrael proper first, v'yachakach kovash Eretz Yisrael acheres, hoi kibushu kulik Eretz Yisrael l'chol dover, then the kibush would have helped. But since he didn't do it that way, he did it shalei kesidron, so that's why, the sifrei, that's why it's not Eretz Yisrael. V'arotz shekovash dover, heima nekroim suyo. That's what's called suyo. So the Rambam is very shver. On the one hand, the Gemara says that the problem with suyo was that it was a kibush yochid. That's why it's not Eretz Yisrael midrais. What is kibush yochid machaikus rashi? Taisus rashi and shishim riboy. Taisus learn shalei kesidron. The Rambam, on the one hand, it got me the pshat and kibush yochid. What is kibush yochid? The Rambam says like Rashi or curve the Rashi. Kibush yochid means that it lacked in Rebbe Yisrael. But then when it comes to suya, what was wrong with suya? Says the Rambam, suya right, it was Rebbe Yisrael. Melech Yisrael hoyer. It was not. It was melech inovi midas Rebbe Yisrael. So what was wrong with suya? So the Rambam says like this brings the sifrei that it was shalei kesidron. So, how did the Rambam learn the Gemara? The Gemara says the Chisor in Suya was that it was Kibush Yochid. The Rambam says the Kibush Yochid, that Suya was Gradi, yes, a Kibush Rabbim, because the Rambam teaches Kibush Yochid like Rashi. Kibush Yochid means it wasn't a Rabbim, and Suya was a Rabbim. So, what was the Chisor in Suya? A different Chisor. What it says in the Sefer, it was Shalei Kesidron. But then it's not like the Gemara. The Gemara says the Chisor in Suya was that it was a Kibush Yochid. So, Mele Taisus learns that that means Shalei Kesidron. That's the Taish of Kibush Yochid, is Shalei Kesidron. So, that's fine. Rashi learns that it means that there wasn't Shishim Riboy and David HaMelech didn't have Shishim Riboy, so that's also fine in the Gemara. But the Rambam, Chori, doesn't have a pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam learns that Kibush Yochid means, on the one hand, the Rambam learns, like Rashi, that Kibush Yochid means Rebbe Yisrael. But on the other hand, the Rambam says that grad of Suya had. What was wrong with Suya was a different chisard than it was Shalai Kisrid. So how did you read the Gemara? So that's the big problem here in the Rambam. Famous, but what's the problem in the Rambam? There's another Kashia, a second Kashia, Rav Chaim is, they say Bishem Rav Chaim. Chaim asked, the whole Gemara Shre, the Gemara makes it sound like, and the Rambam also for that matter, that the issue when we want to know is Suri Eretz Yisrael Midraisa, is not Eretz Yisrael Midraisa, so we have to know what was the story by David HaMelech. David HaMelech conquered it, so it geteigt, it's not geteigt, was it a Kibush Rabim, was it a Kibush Yochid, a Kisidron, a Shalai Kisidron, a Kilo, everything depends on the status of the Kibush of David HaMelech. Effect of Chaim, the Gemara says in Yivomet, and the Rambam also passes this way, that Kedusha Yishayim Abotla, and only Kedusha Shnei was Kitchel Asad Lavi. That means that Chai Yisrael, time of Shuv and Nun, that's called Kedusha Rishayna, they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, but that Kedusha was bottled by the Golos. And when they went into Golos the first time, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was bottled, Tumas HaMaisis were bottled, Shmita was bottled, all the Kedusha was bottled. The Kedusha that was Chal, Lost in Lovay, the Kedusha Chal that we have today, is the Kedusha from Eile Bovel, the time of Ezra and Zerubbabel, when they came from Bovel, and they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael a second time, that's the Kedusha that we have today. So Gemara Yevamos, the Rambam passes that way beferish. The Rambam says that later on in the same parak, Kol Sheikh Ziko Eilim Yisrayim, when it's Kashi Kedusha Rishoyno, Kevin Shegolu Botlo Kedusha Osun. She Kedusha Rishoyno, Lefi Shehoisev Nei Akibush, since it was through Akibush, the Sarah Mashita, the problem was it was Al-Yay Akibush, Kitshu L'Shaita, but like Kitshu L'Osun Lovay. Kevin Shehoilu B'Nei Agoylo, but then when the B'Nei Agoylo, the time of Ezra, came up again, Ve'ech Ziko B'Mikis Yisrael, and they were Mekadosh, Achelik of Eretz Yisrael, Kitshu Kedusha Shniya, he made us L'Olam, that's they were Mekadosh, their second Kedusha, and that second Kedusha, they made us L'Olam, L'Shaita L'Osun Lovay. But they weren't kavish. All of what Eilim Mitzrayim had been kavish, they were kavish less, and therefore the parts of Eretz Yisrael that Eilim Mitzrayim were kodesh, Midaraisa, they're not kaddish today. They're less. They don't have a full fledged kedusha. They have certain halachas, but not fully. The parts that are the bubble were kaddish. That's the part that had, that's Eretz Yisrael midaraisa. In fact, of Chaim, it comes out like this: the kedusha was negev is manazeh. It's not a gemara even. Was the kedusha of David? That the kedusha of David? Was the kedusha of Ezra of kedusha shniya altogether? The kedusha of David, anyway, is bottom. So Vaskei Mechon, what do I care? Had David and Melech was Kavish Surya. Was he Kavish Kivish Rabim? Was he Kavish Kivish Yochid? Kisidun, Shalai Kisidun, with the Rabim, not a Rabim. The Kedusha of David and Melech, anyways, Bapu. But we have Bizman Azed. The Gemara is talking Bizman Azed. Halachal and Maisa, what's the din of Surya? You want to know what's the din of Surya? So who cares how David and Melech was Kavish? You have to know how Eli Bavel were Kavish. First of all, were Eli Bavel Kavish Surya? That's a Poshit, Machakis. The Rabim and the Rabim, we'll see later. The Rabbim says they were Kaivish Surya. The Rabbim says they weren't Kaivish Surya. So that's first thing we have to know. Were they Kaivish Surya? And if Eli Bavel were Kaivish Surya, so it should work. Or maybe somehow, maybe they were also Shalai Kisidron. Yesh Lodun, you know, maybe that was also Shalai Kisidron. Because they also conquered Surya before they conquered the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that was also Shalai Kisidron. And maybe they didn't have Shishimi. But it's a Nidin and Eli Bavel. It's not even Nidin and David. So why does the Gemara and Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, why do they all talk about how David HaMelech was Kaivish Surya? That's what we need to know is how Eli Bavel was Kaivish Surya. That's the second kasha, the Sif Chaim's kasha. Then there's a third kasha, the Mabit asks. The Mabit asks, according to the Rambam, that in order to have Kibush Rabbam, you have to have Das Rav Yisrael. Das Rav Yisrael, according to Rashi, you have to have Shishin Biboy. Fact the Mabit, in Kiryas Sefer, so how are Eli Bavel able to mekadesh anything? Eli Bavel were a miyut of Chayiso. The Pshutei Eli Bavel were a miyut of Chayiso. Look in the Svar, in the Psukim, in Sefer Ezra, there were a few thousand Yidden. Avada wasn't the Rebbe, Chayra wasn't the Rebbe of. There's a discussion around the Ramban at the beginning of Megillah, where were most of the Jews living at the time of the Nesim Purim. But he assumes the Mabit, Chayis, the Pashas in the Ksuvim, that by Eli Bavel, there was a very small amount of people. Shishimibig for Shinat. So how are they Makadosh Eretz Yisrael B'cha? How early Bavel Makadosh Yerushalayim? The Rambam says that in order to be Makadosh Eretz Yisrael, even inside of the Gevulos of Eretz Yisrael, you have to have Kibush Rabbim. And by L'chor by early Bavel, there was no Kibush Rabbim at all. So how are they able to be Makadosh? So Nidin Fazil. So the Zarius Teutzim, some could be that you only have to, some say you only have to have Kibush Rabbim when it's Alidei Kibush. The Rambam says early Bavel were not Alidei Kibush. They didn't come with swords. It was Alidei Chazokah. Maybe that's more strong, that's a possible territory. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see. I want to say it's a new territory for this kasha. But that's the third kasha I'm putting on the table. Then there's a fourth kasha. The halacha is like this. And Shemitah year, so we know Shemitah has halacha, so Shemitah. Shemitah applies not only in Eretz Yisrael Midaraisa, which is what Eli Bavel were Kaivish, but applies even in the parts that Eli Mitzrayim were Kaivish, that Eli Bavel not didn't get to, which is not fully Eretz Yisrael. And even have Shemitah in Surya. So Shemitah applies even in places that are only Eretz Yisrael, Midrabanu. But nonetheless, there are chiluki dinim between Eretz Yisrael, Deraisa, and other parts of Eretz Yisrael, Derabanu, Lagavi Shemitah. One of the chilukim is Lagavi Svichen. Svichen means things that don't need to be planted. They can go on their own, not trees, things that go out of the ground. No, it's not fruit trees, but trees, things that go out of the ground. So on Shemitah, Midrabanu, they're also to eat. Because we're afraid people are going to, since they go on their, they grow on their, we're afraid people are going to work the land and they're going to plant svichim and they're going to say it just grew by itself. Kitzur Chazal made exer the asid svichim svichei shvius. So the halacha is svichei shvius are only also in the gvulis of Eli Bavel, but not also in the gvulis of Eli Mitzrayim. So the gvulis of Eli Mitzrayim, which are bigger, that larger area with Eli Bavel didn't conquer, is the svichim amutim. Zok the Rambam, what about suya? What's in the svichei suya? The Rambam says, what about also svichei vayayadim? I'm not going to talk so much today about Eivar Yarden, but just, I don't want to get bogged down in Eivar Yarden, but it's also needed. What about Eivar Yarden? So the Rambam says in Perek Dalet of Shemitah, a strange lashon. But the Rambam, Dalet Chav Ches, Eivar Yarden Shvius Neeges Bamidubayim. Eivar Yarden, even though there's Shvius Midrabanu. But Svichi Eivar Yarden, the Svichi Suryu Mutorim Bechil. Says, how do I know? Lo Yu Arotzis Eilu Chamurim Me Eretz Yisrael Shechziku Bo Eilu Mitzrayim. He says, it's not more Chomer. Can't be that Suryu Eivar Yarden are more Chomer than the Arotzis that Eilu Mitzrayim conquered but Eilu Bavel didn't conquer. So Shvius and Shusuya and Eva Yarden, they're not more than that. So since the halach is Mfurish, that the lands, early Mitzrayim, the lands of early Mitzrayim are Kodesh, but early Babel didn't get to. Svichim Mutter. So Suya and Eva Yarden, it's also Mutter. It's not more Chama than that. So the Nesek Helem asks, Manashach, what's the story? Were early Babel Kodesh Suya or not? Not Mfurish so much anyway. Okay, the Mishnah says, it's not Mfurish. What happened in history? Were early Babel Kodesh Suya or they're not Kodesh Suya? So it's Mumarashim. If Eli Babel were not Kaivish Suya, and perhaps were not Kaivish Eli Mitzrayim, so what does Ram have to say? These lands shouldn't be more chomer than the places that Eli Mitzrayim were Kaivish and Eli Babel didn't were in Kaivish. What do you mean you shouldn't be more chomer? Hainuach! These are places that Eli Babel didn't were in Kaivish. Elamai, Eli Babel were Kaivish it. So then why does Ram say that it shouldn't be more chomer? Should be more chomer. Eli Babel were Kaivish it. The places that Eli Mitzrayim were Kaivish and Eli Babel weren't Kaivish. So they're not Kaddish. Because the Kaddish that we have is totally in Eli Babel. Well, Suya Neva Yayadein, if Eli Babel in fact were Kaivish, so it should be Dayar Somi Deraisa. Because our Kaddish is the Kaddish of Eli Babel. So the Marashach Ram doesn't make any sense. What was the Messias? But Eli Babel didn't get to it, so it's not Loyu Chamurim. It's Arotzish that Eli Babel didn't conquer. And if Eli Babel did conquer it, so Zol decided, so it should be Dayar Somi Deraisa. So these are the four Kashas that we have here in the Ram. Number one, the Rambam is l'chora, not like the Gemara of Bukhah. The Gemara says that Suya, what lacks in Suya is that it was Kibush Yochid. The Rambam says, Gravis Suya was Kibush Rabbi. Because Kibush Rabbi means Dasra of Yisrael, and you had Dasra of Yisrael. What lacks in Suya is something else entirely. It was Shalei Kisidron. This is afraid that it was Shalei Kisidron. So I had the Rambam read the Gemara. That's number one. Number two, Urchayim's Kasha. Who cares about Dovin HaMelech's Kibush and Suya? Everybody's talking about Dovin HaMelech. The Rambam, Rashi, Taisi, they're all talking about Dovin HaMelech. The Gemara doesn't actually say the words Dovin HaMelech. It says Suya was Kibush Yochid. But the Rambam says it's talking. The Rambam learns. The Rambam talks about Dovin HaMelech. Rashi and Taisi talking about Dovin HaMelech. Who cares about Dovin HaMelech? Dushu Shoyna anyway is Bottle. Question number three is the Mabitz question. If in fact, according to the Rambam and Rashi, you have to have Kibush Rabbah means you need Das Rav Yisrael, so how are the Bobel able to conquer, to be Makadish anything? Not even Yerushalayim. L'chair was all. It was all Kibush Yochid. Because they were just a few thousand Eden. How were they able to be Makadish at all? Question number four is when the Rambam talks about Tzvichim, so the halach is that Tzvichim of in a darotzus of Eli Mitzrayim, that Eli Bavel were not Kavish, Tzvichim are mutter. So Rambam says that Suya and Eva Yard and Tzvichim are also mutter. Shouldn't be more chomer than the darotzus that Eli Bavel didn't conquer. If Eli Bavel didn't conquer that either, then that's Hainuach. So what's the Loyu Chamur? It is. And if Eli Bavel did conquer it, then it's Taka more chomer. So what's the Kavach Chomer? Let's go back. The Rambam says, in order to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you have to have Rav Yisrael. And even a whole Shevet that goes and conquers, doesn't work. It's Kibush Yochid. And so the Rambam said that, So it says, Rambam Yeshua Ben Lun was Mechalik Eretz Yisrael Gairolos, in order that later, when Yeshua went and conquered their Chalik, should be Mikoyach Yeshua Beis Dinoi, and it should have Halacha Kibush Rabbah. So I have a Chakira. Not a Lama Shechira. Have a Chakira. This Chalukah of Yeshua Ben Nun Beis Dinoi, that they're Mechalek Eretz Yisrael, in order that the later on, when the Shvatim went and conquered, it should be Mikoyach Yeshua Beis Dinoi. Did that only work for that generation, right after Yeshua Ben Nun, when we read in Sefer Shoftim, how they conquered Eretz Yisrael? Or maybe that works for all time. If a person comes today and he's Kivish Eretz Yisrael, maybe he can say he's coming, Mikoyach Yeshua Beis Dinoi, they should have a loch of Kibush Rabbah. And I want to suggest, this is the key to the whole thing, that's Takemis. That this Chaluk of Yeshua Beis Dinoi was Moil not only for right after Yeshua, but Yeshua, right what you read about in Sefer Shoftim. It was Moil of Dairus, that in Eretz Yisrael, in those Arotzes, that Yeshua Ben Nun was Mechalik L'Goyrol, so then there's no Chisorin of Kibush Yochid, because any kibush that happens there is mikayach Yeshua Beis Dinoi, and Meli will have the halacha of kibush Rabbah. Right, it will only help for the arotzes that they made the girl. 100%. But at least for the arotzes where they made the girl, so that we could say that there's no chesaron of kibush yochid because it's mikayach Yeshua Beis Dinoi. I think with that one chiddush we could deal with everything. First of all, Mimele it'll be nicher the kasha of the Mabit. The Mabit asked how are Eli Babel makadish anything? How are they makadish even Yerushalayim? But Eli Babel were a few thousand Yidden. In order to have Kibush Rabbah, you need to be Das Rav Yisrael. How are they able to be makadish? Teretz is mikoich yeshuv is dinim. That's why the Rambam says, Rambam is telling me sip bedvar and bealma. Right, Havi, what does Rambam have to tell me this thing about Yeshua Beis Dinoi? Talking about the Derech of the Rambam. Tell me why Yeshua Beis Dinoi did it. What's Nagei LaHalacha? It's very Nagei LaHalacha. Because every Kibbush of Eretz Yisrael is Mikoyach Yeshua Beis Dinoi. So Mela, Oile Bovel, they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were Taka able to Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, even though the Chor was Kibbush Yochid, because it wasn't Kibbush Yochid, it was Mikoyach Yeshua Beis Dinoi. That's number one. However, if that's the case, that will only work in those places that Yeshua Beis Dinoi were Mechalak. So first of all, Yeshua Beis Dinoi were not Mechalak Suya, because that wasn't from the Rotsos of Eretz Canaan at all. Moreover, they weren't Mechalak, there was no girl in Eretz Yadin. It's before Shem Lepsukim, that the Rebbeinu Shem said to Yeshua, you should make a girl for Tisha HaShvotim B'chatzi Shevet Menashe. That means for the Eretz Yadin Marova. But for the Eretz Yadin Mizrocha, that went to Reuben Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, there was no Chaluk of the Gerolos. That was already Mechalak. That they already conquered. They didn't need the Yeshua to be Mechalakut. So Mail over there with Tois Kumin, that even if Eli Bavel went and conquered in the Yarden, it would be Kibush Yochid. Because they wouldn't be able to be coming because Yeshua based in there. And Kol Shekin Surya, which for sure wasn't in the, which was also not the Eretz Yisrael at all, even not Eretz Canaan at all, were not in the Chalukul Agayro. So if Eli Bavel went, because the Mishnah says that he thinks that they did go, from the Mashmoy Sadram that we read before, that they did conquer from Eretz Yarden and Surya. But it wouldn't help, because it would have a status of Kibush Yochid, and that Kibush Yochid is nothing. So Mimela, Mimela, I understand the Rambam Shmita V'Yobel who says that Svichim of Suri and Eber Yadin are Mutter. So what's going on around? Manashach. Did Eli Bavel conquer it? Then it should talk to me more chomer than there are Shaloi Kovshu Eli Bavel. Because Eli Bavel conquered it. And the other end, if Eli Bavel didn't conquer it, then what do you have to say? What do you have to say? The Metzius is that it is. It's Haino Ak. It's Eli Bavel Shaloi Kovshu Eli Bavel. The Teretz is La'olam Eli Bavel did conquer Suri Nei Vayad. Or at least parts of Suri Nei Vayad. But it didn't work, because they weren't coming Mikoyach Yeshua Beis Dinoi, so it was Kibush Yochid. And Kibush Yochid is Loish Me Kibush. And we'll see later, I think the Ramos Loish Me Kibush means Mamish, not even Midir Abon. So Mele comes out that Suri Nevar Yarden, the Metzias, Oile Babel conquered it. But in Lomdis, in Halacha, it's like Oile Babel didn't conquer it, because it was a Kibush Yochid, a Kibush Yochid, Loish Me Kibush. So Mele, what is it? It becomes like Arotzis that Oile Mitzrayim were Kibush, but Oile Babel not. So that's Dosak the Rambam. Or even less, we'll see, because David HaMelech was like Kisidim. So Suri Nevi Yadin also had a Kiddush at one point. We'll see in a minute, because David HaMelech was like Kisidim. We're going to come to that in a second. But at least the Kol HaPach is not more. So no, it's Bekitzer, Suri Nevi Yadin, but Mitzias HaLev Bavel conquered it. But since that was a Kibush Yochid, so Mele, it comes down, and Lamaisa, it's not more Chomer, maybe it's even less Chomer, but it's certainly not more Chomer, then Arotzes and Olim Mitzrayim were Kovish, and Olim Bavel were not Kovish. Because here, even though the Metzias of Olim Bavel were Kovish, but the Maisa that didn't work. So it has the halacha, therefore, of Arotzes, not more at least, than Arotzes Shekovshu Olim Mitzrayim, but Olim Bavel didn't get to. So Surya and Eber Yadin also, maybe Olim Mitzrayim had them. Eber Yadin for sure Olim Mitzrayim were Kovish. Surya David HaMelech was Kovish, in this dubious way, but he was Kovish. But Olim Bavel not, because they didn't have Yeshua Beis Dina behind them. So Mela la halacha svicham of there will be mutter, because there's nothing there that Oile Bavel did except Kibush Yochid. Kibush Yochid is gone. Mela, could say. So now we'll talk about Suya for a second. So the Maisa Suya, Oile Bavel were not able to be Mekavish it because it was a Kibush Yochid. But what about David HaMelech? David HaMelech. Did conquer Suya. But he conquered it in a way that wasn't a Kibush, that was lacking, not because it wasn't a Kibush Rabin, it was a Kibush Rabin. But had a different Kazar, and there was Shalei Kaseda. So Emes, it's very mavur. It's Meduk and Rambam. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says at the end of the parak, Nimtza kol ha'olam kulay. Linyan mitzvahs atlius baaretz nechalak l'sholosh machlokas. There's 3 degrees. Eretz Yisrael v'suriyah v'chutz l'aretz. Eretz Yisrael is the most, suriyah is in between, chutz l'aretz is nothing. V'eretz Yisrael nechalakas l'shnayim. Within Eretz Yisrael, there's a subdivision of kol shechziko eli bovel chelak echod, v'hanishor shechziko eli mitzrayim chelak sheni. Here's what the Rambam says, there's three divisions, which are real, Shem Arba. There's Eretz Yisrael alone, you can be mechavet in Oile Bovel, which is Mamash Kodesh Midaraisa, because Kedusha Shnia was Kitchel Osolovai, and Oile Mitzrayim, which is only, which is Kedusha Rishayim was Bottle, so it's not so, it's only Kedusha Midarabonim. But that's still all under the heading of Eretz Yisrael. And then there's Tsuria, which is less than those two Chalukas, and then there's Chutz Laretz. Mefurish and Rambam, that Tsuria is less than Oile Mitzrayim. Why Suriya less than Eilim Mitzrayim? Because Chayr David Melech conquered Suriya too. So even though Eilim Bavel weren't able to effectively conquer it because it's Kibbush Yochid, but it should at least be like Eilim Mitzrayim. That the Rambam already told me. No, there was a lack even in the Kedusha of Eilim Mitzrayim because it was Shalei Kisidron. And Shalei Kisidron is not a full-fledged Kibbush. It's more than Kibbush Yochid, but it's not a full-fledged Kibbush. So the Mela, even though David Melech was Mekadoshid, but it wasn't really a full-fledged Kedusha. So it never became Eretz Yisrael Midaraisa, never really ever became Eretz Yisrael Midaraisa. So that's why you have 3 chalukas. I'm going to go back and sum up everything because there's a lot of problem here, it's a little bit confusing. But B'kitzer, what you see in the Rambam is that it's like this. Those places that were at some point Eretz Yisrael, that's the first chaluk. Eretz Yisrael, Surya Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael means that at some point it was a Kedusha that made it Eretz Yisrael. So what Eretz Yisrael were Kavish properly, Kisidron, that was the Eretz Yisrael at that point. So even though the Kedusha was a bottle, but still, at one point it was Eretz Yisrael, so it belongs to the heading of Eretz Yisrael. What Eli Bavel with Kavish within that? What Eli Mitzrayim with Kavish, Eli Bavel with Kavish again? That's Mamash Eretz Yisrael Midaraisa. That's even more Eretz Yisrael. Those are the 2 chalukas of Eretz Yisrael. What they have in common is that at one point there was a Kedusha that made them into Eretz Yisrael. Then we have the next chalukah, Suyu. Suyu never became Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Dovin HaMelech, when he was Kaivashit, even though it was Kibbush Rabbim, but what is like Kisidron? Early Bavel, when they were Kaivashit, that was Mamish nothing, because early Bavel were Kibbush Yochid, Kibbush Yochid is nothing. And even though the rest of Eretz Yisrael were able to be Mekadosh, because they were coming Mekoyach Yeshua Beis Dinoy. But in Suri, they didn't have Yeshua Beis Dinoy. So that was never Eretz Yisrael. So that's another Chalukah. At least Dovin HaMelech was Kaivashit. So it's not nothing. But even Dovin HaMelech, when he was Kaivashit, it wasn't a Kibbush Sholem. It wasn't a Kedusha Shleima because it was Shalei Kisidron. So Mela, it's a lesser status even than the Rotzes Dalim Mitzrayim were Kavish. Then you have Chutz Laretz, you know, Chutz Laretz is done here in Flappers, Chutz Laretz. So those are the three Chalukas. What's the Nafkemina between, you know, maybe I'll come to Nafkemina, I'll talk in a second. So it's like this. Maybe now we had 4 kashas. Maybe I should see now the whole picture. There's 4 kashas that we want to deal with. We haven't really answered all the kashas. We said the key, but we haven't answered all the kashas. Kasha number 1 was, how does the Rambam learn the Gemara in Gittin? The Gemara in Gittin says that Suri was Kibbush Yochid. The Rambam says, Grada Kori Suri was Kibbush Rabim, but there was a different chisor, and the Dove Melech was Kavish at Shalei Kisidra. We haven't answered that kasha. Question number 2 was Rav Chaim's question. Why are we busy with Dove Melech? My Nafkemino, Dove Melech's Kedusha was anyway, that's history, that's bottle anyway. The Kedusha that we have is the Kedusha of Eli Baba. Question number 3 was the Mabit. How are the Bavel Makadish anything when they were just a few thousand Jews? That already we were Makadish. They came in Kayach Yeshua Beis Dinay. And then the 4th question was, what does the Rambam mean when he says, Shalei Arotz say the Chamurim, that Surya and Eber Yardin shouldn't be, they're not less than the Arotz of Eli Mitzrayim. What do you mean not less? If Eli Bavel conquered it, then it's Takamur. It's not what we also answered. Eli Bavel did conquer it, but was a Kibbush Yochid. What about the first 2 kashas? Tell us like this. Domina Melech conquered Surya with the Kibbush Rabbim. Because he had Rav Yisrael, Melech Yerovim Das Rav Yisrael, it was a Kibbush Rabbim. But since it was Shalei Kisidron, and there's a Sifrei, Shalei Kisidron is a lack in the Kibbush. So it's not nothing, but it's not a full-fledged Kibbush. So Mela, Suya was Yorda Mimailas Oilim from the Mela of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes. Yorda Mimailas Yisrael. It's not like Chutz La'aretz, but Chal Chutz La'aretz Leibo. That's what Rambam says by Suya. Suya is Yorda Mimailas because it was a kibush, but it felt in kibush. So it's in between. Not a full-fledged Eretz Yisrael. Early Bavel came then, and early Bavel were kibush Surya again. And there was no chisaron of Shalei Kesidra. Because David HaMelech afterwards was kibush the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't like Eretz Yisrael had never been conquered. He was kibush the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Got the status of Eretz Yisrael. By his oily bubble, there was no chisaron of Shalei Kesidra. But there's a different chisaron. Kibush Yochid. Because oily bubble was kibush Yochid. So maybe those places where they had Yeshua Beis Dinoi, so it was Mikoyach Yeshua Beis Dinoi. But in Suyu, it wasn't Mikoyach Yeshua Beis Dinoi. So it was Taka Kibush Yochid. So that's the Gemara in Gittin. Sok the Gemara in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin, I think, the Fili Rambam is not talking about David HaMelech. Not like Rashi and Tosfos. It's talking about Eli Bavel. The Gemara is saying like this, if you hold Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, then Suyu is called the Shmidur Aysa. Because Eli Bavel were able to be Mekabesh with Kibush Yochid. They didn't have the Chason of Shalei Kesidu. But a yoist aloch is a kibush yochid, lash me kibush, kibush yochid doesn't work at all. So mele suya, that was the second chance to saw. We didn't even, early bubble, we weren't able to make out of suya. So mele suya is kireich mikan and mikan. David HaMelech had a kibush rabim by suya, but it was like kisidron. Early bubble was kisidron, but it was a kibush yochid. So nice, suya never became Eretz Yisrael. So mele suya doesn't have aloch of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara in Gittin. Maybe at least if the Rambam is not sure of Chaim's kasha. Chaim said, "What's the Gemara be busy about? Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, Loi Shmei Kibush. David HaMelech Tusha was bottle anyway. Maybe the Gemara is going Shloike Hilchasa, but what about the Rambam? The Rambam talks about the David HaMelech. Why is the Rambam talking about David HaMelech? The Tusha Shemeshayin is bottle anyway. Teretz says, as far as the Gemara is concerned, the Gemara is not talking about David HaMelech. The Gemara is Taka talking about Eli Bavel. Eli Bavel was a Kibush Yochid. Dasuk the Gemara. Eli Bavel was a Kibush Yochid, but it's no good because Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush. The Rambam is telling me something else. That Suya, besides the fact that Bubble were able to make Kaddish, it's not even like the Rotsas of Eli Mitzrayim or Kaivish, because we saw before in the Rambam that there's four Madregas. There's Eretz Yisrael with subdivides in Eli Mitzrayim and Eli Bubble. And then there's Suya that's not even like the Eretz Yisrael of Eli Mitzrayim. Why is it not even like the Eretz Yisrael of Eli Mitzrayim? Because the Eretz Yisrael of Eli Mitzrayim, at least once upon a time, was Eretz Yisrael. But Suya was never fully Eretz Yisrael, because David conquered the Shalei Kesidron. So Mele Suya is not even like the Rotsas of Eli Mitzrayim. Could be this chilukim lahalocha. We haven't talked about. Could be that suy lahalocha is less than early Mitzrayim. Early Mitzrayim lahalocha is that the Rambam's mashma that in suya there's no beer. It's not something we talked about today. That sichem they're all the same. They all have a heter sichem, but having beer, early Mitzrayim certainly has beer. It's a mishnah, but it's mashma Rambam that suya doesn't have beer. That stims very much because suya is not even like the mile of early Mitzrayim. Bekitzer. We'll start with the Rambam. There's a lot of problem, but it's not so complicated. You can go backwards. Start with the Rambam at the end. The Rambam at the end says that the world is mischalik to Gimel Chalokim Sheheim Arba. There's Eretz Yisrael, Suya, and Chulstart. And Eretz Yisrael alone is mischalik, Oilu Mitzrayim, and Oilu Babel. That's the Rambam. And apparently each one is Chiluk Kedinim. What exactly are the Chiluk Kedinim between all these Madregas? Not right now, Arab, I do so much. Just, but they're chagav. Svichim are only also an early bubble. Early Mitzrayim, and then certainly Suya, there's Svichim Amut. Beer is only in Eretz Yisrael of at least early Mitzrayim. In Suya, there's no din beer. And Israel Avodah of Shvius is even in Suya. Again, that wasn't our Avodah to Mesad or the Chiluk Edinim. But the Rambam says that there's four Madregas with Chiluk Edinim. Eretz Yisrael of early bubble. Eretz Yisrael of Eilei Mitzrayim, and all that is included in the name of Eretz Yisrael. Those are subdivisions in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Suya, which is Yotzim Chal Chutzlorot, Chal Eretz Yisrael, and then there's Chutzlorot entirely. That's the Chiluk Kedinim. Where do all the Chiluk Kedinim come from? And especially, where did the Chiluk Kedinim of Suya come from? Like, why does Suya have the status that it's more than Chutzlorot, but it's less than Eretz Yisrael, even the Eretz Yisrael of Eilei Mitzrayim? So that's what I want to be Mavar in the Shittas Rambam. I think the Rambam learned the reason why Suya has the status. This third status, it's not even like Eli Mitzrayim. It's less than Eli Mitzrayim, even though it's more than Chutzlorot. Because what happened by Suya, and also how does Rambam learn the Gemara in Gittin? It's because the Rambam learns that what happens like this. Eli Mitzrayim, first you have Eretz Yisrael, what's called Eretz Yisrael is places that had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael at least once. So that's Eli Mitzrayim and Eli Bava. Eli Mitzrayim had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael at the time of Eli Mitzrayim. Right? The Kedusha went away, but it has, at least once upon a time, was Eretz Yisrael. Early bubbles even more. It's Eretz Yisrael mamish now. Kedushas near kitchul l'shayit ulas ulavim. Kozu anika Eretz Yisrael. That's the first chalukah that subdivides into two. Then we have Suya. Suya was never Eretz Yisrael. Why was Suya never Eretz Yisrael? Because it never had a full-fledged kibush. David HaMelech was Makadosh Shalei Kisidron. This is Frey. Rav brings the halacha. And on the other hand, Oile Babel, they didn't have the chesaron of Shalei Kisidron, but they conquered it at Kibbutz Yochid. That's the Gemara in Gittin, that Suri was a Kibbutz Yochid. I think the Fila Rav means not Oile Mitzrayim, but Oile Babel. If Oile Babel were a Kibbutz Yochid, so how are they Makadosh even Yerushalayim? How are they Makadosh everything? The Mabitz Kasha. Teretz says, no, there they had Yeshua Beis Dinoy. But outside of, but in Suri where there was no Yeshua Beis Dinoy, if I yard, and also where there was no Yeshua Beis Dinoy, so that was Taki Kibbutz Yochid. Kibbutz Yochid doesn't make it Eretz Yisrael at all. So therefore, Suri never became Eretz Yisrael, never was able to become Eretz Yisrael. So Mele has the status, but still, it was, when David Melech was Kibbutz, it was nothing. Not a full-fledged kibbutz, Shalei Kisidron, but apparently it's Yotzim L'chal Chutz L'Oretz. Something it did accomplish. So Mele, Suri has the status that it's Yotzim L'chal Chutz L'Oretz, because David HaMelech was Kaivashir, but L'chal Eretz Yisrael Loi Bo, it was never Bo L'chal Eretz Yisrael, because it was Shalei Kisidron. And then you have Chutz L'Oretz, which never had any, which of course is, God doesn't need any explaining, that's Chutz L'Oretz. And that's the sheet of Aram. The main oifd over here that I want to get is the Miyashiv the Ram with the Gemara Gittin. That's really the main Nakud over here. That the Gemara in Gittin says Suri was Eivar Yadin. The Gemara in Gittin says that Suri, the problem was that it was Kibbutz Yochid. And the Rambam says that Gemara Suri was Kibbutz Rabim. There was a different problem with Shalei Kisidron. That's the main Avodah. So for that, the main teretz is that the Rambam learns that the Gemara in Gittin that says that Suri was Kibbutz Yochid is not talking about David HaMelech. David HaMelech was talking about a problem with Shalei Kisidron. The Gemara is talking about early Babel. They didn't have the problem with Shalei Kisidron. They were coming much later after Shalei had been conquered, long, long ago. So they didn't have a problem with Shalei Kisidron. They had a different problem that it was Kibbutz Yochid because they weren't Rav Yisrael. Like the Mabit Taka points out, where was they? Why weren't they? They weren't Rav Yisrael. But how can we say that if they weren't Rav Yisrael? So how were they Makadosh anything? It's not only a problem with Suri, then she's a problem in Eretz Yisrael. We know that early Babel were Makadosh Eretz Yisrael. So how can I say that it's a chesaron in Kibbutz Yochid? So that's what I have. That's what I want to use this idea of Yeshua Beis Dinoy for. That the rest of Eretz Yisrael are Makadosh Mekarech Yeshua Beis Dinoy. But Suri, there was no Chaluk of Yeshua Beis Dinoy. There was Taki Kibbutz Yochid, and that's what the Gemara in Gittin is talking about. And with that, we also fadined the Shver Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, where the Rambam says that Suri and Eivar Yarden, Shvichi Suri and Eivar Yarden, and Mutter Shloyu Arotzus Eilu Chamurim Arotzus Shekov Sholim Mitzrayim Leikov Sholim Bavol. And the Nois Hakelim asks Manushach. If Eli Babel, if the historical fact was that Eli Babel did not conquer Suri and Eivar Yarden, then it is Arotzus Shalei Kovshu Eli Babel. What's not Shaloyu Chamurim? It's Hainohach. And if Eli Babel in fact conquered Suri and Eivar Yarden, then it should be better than Arotzus Shekovshu Eli Mitzrayim Leikovshu Eli Babel. It's Arotzus Shekovshu Eli Babel. Teretz says that Ram holds that Eli Babel were Kovshu Suri and Eivar Yarden. At least at the time of Bais Sheni, there at some point they were Kovshu Eivar Yarden in Suri. But since those two places were outside of the Chalukah of Yeshua Beis Dinoy. Suri was outside of the Chalukah of Yeshua Beis Dinoy because it's altogether Chutz L'Oretz at that time. And Eivar Yarden was also outside the Chalukah of Yeshua Beis Dinoy because the Pasuk says that Yeshua Beis Dinoy were Mechalek, the Tisha Hamatis Mechatzi Hamata. They were Mechalek the Eretz of the Eivar Yarden. So Mele, those lands were outside of the Chalukah of Yeshua Beis Dinoy. Those places, Oile Bovel, even if they conquered it, was Kibbutz Yochid. And that's what the Rambam means. Now, those are Rotsos, even if Eile Bovel conquered it, Lemaise, it's not more common than the Rotsos Eile Bovel didn't conquer, because it has the din of Kibbutz Yochid, which is the Gemara in Gittin. Okay. That's what I want to move on.